Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Elihu is eager to prepare Job for an encounter with God. In fact, he says he's, quote, full of words, ready to explode if he doesn't speak. See Job 32, verses 18 to 20. In order to be a real help, certain factors must come into play, as with all successful counsel. First, in spite of his fervency, he will refuse to use flattery, and his passion will not push him to partiality. See verses 21 and 22. It's no use playing favorites when serious issues must be addressed. Second, Job must listen to what he actually says. Quote, "But please, Job, hear my speech and listen to all my words." Chapter 33, verse 1. How often, when being corrected, we distort the other person's words to defend ourselves. "That's not what I said," is a common refrain. Third, Elihu wants to be fair-handed in all he says, dealing honestly with the matter. Quote, "My words come from my upright heart. My lips utter pure knowledge," verse 3. Fourth, he says up front that he's ready to listen to Job's honest, reasoned response. This isn't a fight generating more heat than light. He won't railroad Job into acquiescence. Quote, "If you can answer me, set your words in order before me. Take your stand," verse 5. Fifth, while he's only a clay vessel, just another man like Job, he wants Job to know that he takes very seriously the fact that these are eternal matters. Quote, "Truly, I am as your spokesman before God. I also have been formed out of clay," verse 6. If only we'd remember this in dealing with others. The Lord is listening and wants us to help, not hurt, his people. And they are his people. Finally, he will not be using guilt or fear to try to motivate Job to change. Quote, "Surely no fear of me will terrify you, nor will my hand be heavy on you." Verse 7. What a helpful checklist when we have the opportunity to do some good to those struggling through troubles.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.